first and foremost, and we spoke about it during the week, like, it was important that we came up here and we made sure we'd done our ring to get the result to keep the club in Division 1. You know, there's a lot of people have put a hard work into the club to get us there, and we've been there now a good few years, and it was important, you know, that we made sure that we kept them there, and even for our younger generation coming through next year as well, it's important that they can look forward to Division 1 football. So overall, like, you know, it is massive. It's massive for our club and massive for our supporters, and massive for the youth as well. So we're just delighted that we're able to get over the line there today and secure Division 1 for another year.
Yeah, the breeze is blowing down the field here in Lifford, and you made good use of it in the first half. You got 19 points. I think you had 10 of them by the 10th minute. Daniel McLaughlin scored 9 points in great form, and I'm sure, like, 19 points in the first half, you got to be happy with how that went.
Aye, we were delighted. There's no point in saying anything else. And, you know, credit to the players, like, what we asked of them in that first half, they came out all guns blazing, and, you know, when they were getting them opportunities, they were clinical, and in fairness, we were with the breeze, and we knew that we had to build up a big lead, because there's nice goals kicking into there. And listen, they were clinical, built up that lead, and I suppose as well we were able to get on top of their kick out as well, which secured that their primary ball and primary possession for us. And then the likes of Daniel McLaughlin had a big first 15-20 minutes and was able to tag on a couple of 2-pointers. And listen, it was an overall performance in that first half, and we were happy at half time. Now there's no point in saying it otherwise, but we knew the second half it was going to be a turnaround, and we knew that Muff were going to come out hard again. They weren't going to lie down, and that's what they done, like, and they end up, they got it back to 6 or 7 points, so they did make us work further and end up.
Yeah, Eddie O'Reilly with his poacher instincts, as he scored another 2 goals today, and he's a great finisher when he gets in there.
Oh, he is. I think that's a bit of the soccer in him. He finished off them there 2 goals very well. And fairness to Eddie, he's a great lad, so he is, and he's a real bubbly character about the group. And myself and Raymond were chatting to him there during the week, and he was joking about how he was going to bang in 2 goals this week for us. So he got that, but we were wanting him to tag on a few scores as well, but I don't know if he got the points or not, but he got the goals anyway. And listen, they were vital goals to give us that cushion at the start of that second half when Muff were coming back into it. So again, I were delighted with that, and we're delighted with the overall performance of everybody, and just to have us secured in Division 1 was the main aim, and we got that, thankfully.
So a few week break now, and look ahead to the Championship. Couple of big hitters maybe to come back into the fold as well. Like, so things are not in a bad place.
No, that's it. Listen, Michael Langan will be back in for Championship, and you know that gives you a wild boost. So it does. We'll see what the bodies are like now in the changing room. I know we picked up a couple of niggles there, so it's just a matter now of ironing out a lot of things over these next 3 weeks, and upping the standards and the tempo again. Because listen, this is league and championship, and it's a completely different ball game in 3 weeks' time for that first game. So it's just about getting the boys refocused now again tomorrow, getting the bodies right, and making sure we're at the races and got a couple of weeks' time.